Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast with Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, broadcasting live from our headquarters studios in Buffalo, New York. Visit us online at empoweringeverydaywomen.org.
Today's inspiration is all about embracing inconvenient faith. Life's path may have taken you through valleys of loss and unknown territories, but hold this truth close to your heart. God is with you as you navigate the unknown and the inconvenient. Rest assured that the Lord is with you and working behind the scenes in your favor. Remember, no stumbling block, no inconvenience, no uncertainty can ever overturn God's promises. He will fulfill every word He has spoken and declared over you. Welcome, bestie, to this, your Monday, April 29th, 2024 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. I'm Deanna Hobbs, your bestie from Buffalo, your sister from another mister, your faith activator, bringing you the biggest smiles and the warmest greetings ever. It's a delightful 72 degree afternoon here in the Queen City. I usually have the pleasure of joining you in the morning, but today I'm stepping up to the microphone a tad later, and let me tell you why. This afternoon, bestie, my day was unfolding quite differently when the Lord stepped in and gently nudged me with the same directive He gave to Simon Peter in John 21 and 17, feed my sheep. Whenever I sense God's call, I can't help but respond. So His interruption to me was a clear sign to rearrange my plans and heed His command. And so here I am, certain that this message from the Lord is meant for someone out there. If that's you, if you're tuned in right now, you're here for a reason, as am I, in this very studio, ready to deliver. I cannot thank you enough, bestie, for opening your heart to the word of the Lord and taking time from your busy life to join me in this sacred space. It's my greatest joy to share these devotions with you. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever you find your podcast, you can also tune in on my YouTube channel under my name, Deanna Hobbs. That's DIANNAHOBBS. And visit my official blog at yourdailycupofinspiration.com. It is your generous donations to our 501c3 nonprofit organization that empower my team and me to create resources that fortify believers' faith and draw countless souls to God's kingdom globally. Your support means the world. It's a blessing and an honor to serve alongside you. So whenever you wonder if your contributions matter, know that every seed you plant, regardless of size, is sown into fertile soil and creates waves of change. Amen. On the topic of change, our ministry received an uplifting testimony from Portia in Georgia, and she briefly shared how these inspirations have transformed her life. She said, "Hi, Deanna. Hi, Portia. I found salvation while listening to one of your unedited series devotions. My God, I was struggling with depression and had faced dark times and wanted to end my life, but your openness made me feel understood. The way you broke down the gospel changed my life. I have repeated those prayers and devotions countless times, and today my life is filled with joy because I have Jesus. Thank you for spreading His word." Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to the name of Jesus. Testimonies of the gospel's transformative power fill me with joy. Portia, thank you for your courage in sharing your journey. We celebrate your newfound faith, your soul's rejuvenation, and we keep you in our prayers, asking God to continue blessing you with His joy day by day. How about we take a moment for a praise break right here?
And inspiring testimonies like this remind us that God is transforming lives through this ministry. We are grateful for your support that keeps these broadcasts available online as a free resource to help others grow in their faith. If you are being blessed and you believe in our mission to share the gospel, sow a seed of any size at empoweringeverydaywomen.org/donate. Thank you for your generosity.
Oh, hallelujah! My soul truly rejoices in the name of the Lord. It's time to dive into today's podcast, an auditory companion to our written devotion, which you can find at yourdailycupofinspiration.com. But first, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beloved individual whom you sent to press play. I ask that you bless my words to be your vessel, reaching out to the depths of their soul. You alone understand their needs. We eagerly anticipate the ways you will speak to and bless them by your mighty hand. Amen and amen. Oh, we bless you, God. We bless you. I feel his presence. Embracing inconvenient faith. Bestie, I've got a story for you today, echoing right from the hallways of my high school days. Those halls were always alive, laughter and endless chatter, but for me, there was a different kind of noise bouncing around inside. It was like a ghostly chorus of taunts that used to follow me around in my younger years. Back in middle school, I walked through a sort of emotional obstacle course, you know, those jabs about my secondhand clothes and no brand shoes. They cut pretty deep. I tried to disappear into the background, hoping my shyness would make me invisible to any more teasing. I think we've all felt that sting of ridicule in some form, haven't we? It's not the kind of thing that'll take you down necessarily, but it sure does leave a mark long after the laughter fades. But here's the twist. Those very same things that I thought were chipping away at my confidence were secretly carving out a stronger me. Kind of hard to see at the time, though. Now, chorus class, that was my haven. Being a preacher's kid meant gospel music was pretty much in my blood. And Vicky Winans' songs, they were like my heartbeat. I remember when one of my regular old school days turned into something else entirely, bestie, when Miss Klein, our piano playing chorus teacher, saw something in me. In that sea of voices, somehow she heard mine. And just like that, I went from being a face in the crowd to standing in the solo spotlight. Miss Klein believed in me so much that she nudged me right onto the stage for the high school talent show. Picture me there, heart pounding, singing Vicky Winans' Can I Build My Home in You? Without any music behind me, just my voice out there and vulnerable. That moment that ended in a standing ovation from the crowd left an indelible mark. And years down the line, I got to meet Vicky Winans herself, tell her how her songs had lifted me up, and find out that she was even more incredible in person than I'd ever imagined. If I hadn't stepped out from the comfy shadows and into the light where God was calling me back in high school, I would have missed out on so much I've experienced tied to my purpose throughout my life. It's exactly these kinds of seemingly ordinary moments that remind us all God's got this incredible knack for turning our little detours and hiccups into the most amazing opportunities, ones that fit right into his grand design. Bestie, have you ever found yourself suddenly in the thick of the unknown? It happens to all of us, doesn't it? We face those moments where everything familiar is turned on its head and we're in uncharted territory. It's here In these unexpected turns that we can feel God's presence most powerfully, nudging us toward a broader horizon, a higher calling. In these unlikely encounters with discomfort, we stumble upon our hidden strengths, the destiny that awaits us, and those incredible full circle moments that only God can orchestrate. I believe that to truly become who we're meant to be, we often have to leave the safety of the known behind. It's about facing our fears head on, those Goliath-sized challenges, and diving into the deep end of life's trials. When we embrace what's uncomfortable, putting our faith in God, even with trembling steps, we find ourselves at the edge of something miraculous. In God's realm, our destiny is deeply woven with a faith that's brave enough to walk into those inconvenient places. Our modern age, however, sings a lullaby of ease, promising that every desire can be fulfilled with a touch of a button, coaxing us away from the rough-hewn path of struggle. Yet, the divine inheritance laid out for you requires a reconditioning, a transformation of perspective. For only in the forge of faith-fueled discomfort are legacies shaped and destinies seized. We must never allow the shackles of comfort to bind our feet and prevent us from walking in the footsteps of Christ. Who did God send me for today? I want you to ponder the account captured in Joshua 3. Envision the children of Israel perched on the precipice of their promise, thrust into the unknown. Picture them right there at the edge of their long-awaited promise, about to step into a completely new chapter. "You have never been this way before," Joshua told them. "The Jordan River, swollen to its limits and seemingly impassable, wasn't just a physical obstacle. No, it was a test of their faith. Before the walls of Jericho could ever surrender to the sound of trumpets a little further down the line in Joshua 6, the nation had to first overcome the internal battles of doubt and fear while standing on the banks of the Jordan River. This required a spiritual transformation, a consecration, preparing them for the wonders God was set to perform. In that place of transition, without Moses, their steadfast guide, who had already passed on, Israel faced the Jordan River at its most formidable under new leadership. It was a scary place to be. The promise on the other side seemed worlds away, accessible only by divine intervention. And then Joshua relayed God's command with the same authority that Moses once had, directing the priest to carry the Ark of the Covenant into those turbulent waters. Their leap of faith, their obedience, it sparked a divine reaction. The waters pulled back and the path to their destiny lay bare, a testament to the might of God. You know, the courageous steps taken by Joshua and the Israelites didn't just show us God's might in their here and now. They also hinted at the coming of the Messiah. Bestie, Joshua's name in Hebrew, Yehoshua, shares its roots with the name Jesus, Yeshua, both carrying the beautiful meaning, Jehovah is salvation. Now, reflect for a moment on the banks of the Jordan River, if you will, where God made a promise to lift Joshua up in the eyes of all Israel, confirming his role as a leader, just as he had done for Moses, according to Joshua 3 and 7. Now, fast forward to the New Testament, and we find Jesus at that very river, the Jordan, being baptized by John the Baptist. This moment marked the beginning of his earthly ministry, a moment of divine affirmation as God's voice broke through the heavens to call Jesus his beloved son in Matthew 3 and 17. John's role in baptizing Jesus was an act of faith that didn't come easy. It was an inconvenient faith. He felt unworthy to baptize someone so great, so much greater than himself. But this was the path God had chosen, an essential chapter in the grand narrative of salvation. Bestie, it's often when God's plans seem least aligned with our own logic that His sovereignty truly shines. That's when we're right on the cusp of transformative moments and the fulfillment of God's promises. If Joshua had never stepped into the Jordan, if Jesus had never embraced His baptism, the story of redemption and hope would have been left waiting unfinished. Listen, faith is inconvenient, and what God says sometimes seems illogical. But when the ways of God seem illogical, that's when faith must take the lead. Hear me, for His ways are higher, His plans are greater. When logic cautions you to stay put, faith urges you to move. When logic whispers fears about your circumstances, faith calls you to worship. When logic declares the end, faith announces a new beginning. When logic tells you to brace for the worst, faith nudges you to hope for the best. When logic cautions against the impossible, faith dares you to believe in miracles. When logic advises you to doubt what's unseen, faith empowers you to trust in what's promised. When logic holds out for proof, faith perceives the invisible. When logic suggests retreat in the face of adversity, faith commands advance towards victory. Inconvenient faith. It's hard to muster, but it is the master key that unlocks healing, freedom, and divine favor. It may be uncomfortable, it might be inconvenient, but it is unfailingly transformative. I just know that God sent me to remind you to let faith lead. Let your faith be your guide, for you're right on the edge of something amazing, your breakthrough. Don't hold back from stepping into the river of faith before you. Think back to how the priest's readiness to step into the Jordan opened a path for a whole nation to follow. And remember, when the Israelites finally stood before Jericho, it wasn't physical force that made the walls fall. No, it was their faith that activated the power of God. Faith is the force that knocks down walls, that inconvenient faith that sometimes keeps you up at night and your pillow is soaked with tears and you declare, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. It's that kind of faith that opens doors for you, that gives you access to your miracles, that helps you tap into your destiny. The Lord is ready to topple walls for you, bestie. God is about to dismantle barriers, unlock doors, and grant you access to realms previously beyond reach. Your steadfastness in the face of inconvenience will open the door to a breakthrough that is waiting for you. Oh, God is talking to somebody. Stand resolute against the currents that aim to push you back. Secure in the knowledge that with God as your ally, I feel a preach in my belly. No force can withstand you. You will cross over. You will claim the promise. You will see His word come to life. You will smile again. You will see restoration. You will receive increase. You will get that harvest. You will see the fulfillment of His promise. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Even if you've walked through valleys of loss and trekked across unfamiliar ground, hold on to this unshakable truth. God is by your side. Whether you're navigating deep waters, walking through flames, standing in the midst of conflict, or crossing into hostile lands, you will emerge untouched. The Lord is continuously bestowing His favor upon you, fighting on your behalf and lighting the path ahead. I prophesy over you by the authority of Jesus Christ that you're coming up out of this valley. That river that seems to be an obstacle is about to move out of your way, and God is clearing a path to your breakthrough. He has seen your tears. He's heard your cries. He's seen your despair, and He's saying it's your season to reap what He's promised. promise. I know it's been hard, and I know it seemed unfair, and I know it looked like it was the end, but God sent this girl from Buffalo, New York to tell you He has a good plan. Just believe Him in inconvenient times, because that inconvenient faith is what will cause you to tap into your breakthrough. Rest, my friend, in the assurance that no obstacle can ever overturn the promises of God, what He has declared. Oh my, He will surely bring to pass. I feel the Holy Ghost. No inconvenience can nullify the promises of God. He will accomplish what He has spoken. To fortify you as you step into the waters of faith, I'm sweetening your cup of inspiration with Psalm 37 and 5, which says, commit your future to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will act on your behalf. As you drink deeply from this wellspring of promise, let it refresh your soul with the knowledge that the Savior who calms the tempest calls you to a faith that transcends the ordinary. He's about to move in your favor. Trust Him in inconvenient times. Trust Him in hard times. Trust Him in dark times. Trust Him in confusing times. Trust Him when your heart is broken. Trust Him when the relationship falls apart. Trust Him when you don't have enough to make ends meet. Trust Him when you're sick in your body. Trust Him when you're troubled in your mind. And watch Him work and awe you as He performs wonders in your life, blessing you abundantly and crafting miracles that only His hands can shape in response to your inconvenient faith. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. Help them embrace the journey that You have mapped out for them, a path that often winds through the valleys of discomfort. Grant them the bravery to march forth in faith, trusting that You are forging a trail for them. As they follow in the footsteps of Joshua and Jesus, may they hold fast to the assurance that You are ever present, guiding them toward a deeper faith and the pinnacle of Your calling. We thank You, O God, for the promises that stretch out before them and for the breakthroughs that will come as they take a leap of faith in the mighty name of Jesus, the one who guides us through every challenge, we pray. Amen.
Your daily cup of inspiration has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to yourdailycupofinspiration.com.